presentation for this session. Next will be early harvest aid application approach to Pima cotton defoliation. The presenter is Steve Wright.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank California Cotton Alliance for their support in our research on Pima cotton defoliation. And I'd like to thank my co-authors, especially Bob Huttmacher, Gerardo Bonwellis, and Sonia Rios, who are present here in this session. Pima cotton represents about two-thirds of the cotton acreage in California now, and this is a reason our defoliation research has shifted this direction the last several years. And one of the challenges with Pima is that it's much more difficult to defoliate. It's later in maturing, and but one of the benefits is that it brings a greater economic return to the growers. Now, there's an economic incentive to defoliate and harvest early. We've got more daylight hours, less dew, and we're aware of if we harvest too early, we can affect fiber quality and yield. And this has been documented in previous studies throughout the Cotton Belt. As we get into late October and November, we have a greater risk of rainfall, and when we get rainfall, we have greater risk of fog and dew. And so oftentimes we get into situations where we can't even start picking until 12 o'clock, and then we have to quit by about 5 o'clock. Now, under ideal conditions, which may happen 2 out of 5 years in the San Joaquin Valley, we get off to an early start in planting. In some years, we have low ligus pressure. And in those years, we end up with fields with uniform. We have a heavy bow load like we've had the last couple of years. We see an abrupt cutout. And those fields are fairly easy to defoliate. Just about any approach will work. And that's what we've seen in the last 2 years. On the contrary, we do have some seasons where we have late insect pests, such as either cotton aphid or whitefly. And in addition, we have some late planted fields that are very difficult to defoliate and take a different approach. Now, the ideal time to defoliate Pima is at the 3 to 4 nodes above cracked boll. We're familiar with that, and that's the strategy that we try to promote to growers. We're familiar with the older research conducted across the Cotton Belt showing a slight decline in yield and micronear when we start too early. On the other hand, we've had years when we have heavy cotton. We've had heavy ligus pressure, or sometimes we get high nighttime temperatures that can come in August, and we can lose that middle crop. And then all of a sudden that top crop becomes much more important. And so in California, we've fallen back to using a combination of nodes above cracked boll and percent open boll. Some older work that was done, this is just to demonstrate the three bars on the left show older Acala varieties, and the two bars on the right are some upland varieties that were used in the southern region, just showing the differences and how easy is the easiness of defoliation. And if you take Pima, it's about twice as difficult to defoliate as Acalas. Some earlier research that we did with Acala for several years demonstrated an advantage in some years on some fields to initiate defoliation early. And the slide on the left shows that we gained, in this case, approximately about 7 days and earliness by starting at the 6 nodes above cracked boll versus the 4 nodes above cracked boll. Now, some older research that was coordinated by Bob Huttmacher, looking at four different Pima types, and the Hazara 195 is a combination of a Kayla and Pima. It shows some differences, and in this study, we started at the 10 nodes above crack bowl and compared all the way up to the 4 nodes above crack bowl. But there is a real difference between varieties in terms of their impact on yield and micronair. Now, this is an average of 4 varieties, which you really shouldn't do scientifically, but I put it up there just for the sake of we aren't seeing a major difference in yield loss in the San Joaquin Valley with Pima. And with micronair, we're seeing a trend with a slight drop in micronair the earlier that we begin to initiate defoliation. Now, studies the past several years were conducted in the San Joaquin Valley in Fresno County from 2009 to 2013. We selected a group of treatments that were focused with GinStar plus Ethafon at the low rates of 4 ounces versus 6 ounces, some with Ethafon, some without Ethafon, some of the heavy dose of Ethafon up front, some of the heavier dose as a follow-up treatment. We used 2 different varieties. Our first set of trials, 2009-2010, used a smaller stature variety, Delapine 340. And in the last 2 years, we used a more commonly grown variety, which is a vigorous variety, Phytogen 802 Roundup Ready Flex. All treatments were applied at 15 gallons per acre with a high clearance sprayer. The key thing is that we took these varieties and we treated at 2 different timings. And we shot for 6 nodes versus 4 nodes. In some years, it was more like it might have been 7 to 8 nodes above crack bowl, just because we're getting late in the season. We had to start somewhere. And in general, the second application was 4 to 5 nodes. And so going through the results in 2009, if we look at percent open bowl, I'm showing this because it's an indication of earliness. So you'll see in the results that we gained approximately anywhere from 7 to 14 days advantage and where we could start harvest. We look at the lint yield in 2009, there's a very little difference between treatment applications between the 6 and the 4 node. And in micronair, there's absolutely no difference in micronair. In 2010, this is just showing some of the different treatment applications. With open bowl, in this study, there are some small differences between the 6 and the 4 node. But in this case, we gained about 17 days where harvest could have been initiated. In yield, the differences were again minor in 2010. And micronair, in this particular year, we did see a drop with the earlier application that went from about a 3.9 or 4 with the 4 nodes of application to about a 4.0, 3.9. In 2011, we moved to the more commonly grown Phytogen 802 Roundup Ready Flex varieties with a different set of treatments, where we expanded our treatments. We look at percent open bowl. There is very little difference in open bowl, demonstrating that we could have started our applications at least 14 days before. And if you look how late that the four nodes of application hit in November 8th, and we've had some years where the Pima cotton, it stops moving forward in maturity. We'll see it at 6 to 8 nodes above crack boll, even into late November, when it stops losing heat units. It's just not going to move forward any further. And so at some point, you just have to start your defoliation. Again, lint yield, we see very little difference between treatments or timings. In 2011, in Micronair, the differences were very minor. In 2012, we look at percent open boll. 2012 was a very early year. Everything worked right, and so we were able to initiate our defoliation early. And in this case, there's a slight trend showing that the four node was optimal. When we looked at lint yield, there's very little difference between treatment applications, whether we went early or later. Looking at Micronair, there's really no difference in Micronair. We did not get hurt by the early treatments, which was a surprise. A lot of the earlier work that was done in the early 80s, at least on Acalas and Uplands, demonstrated a Micronair loss anytime you added Ethafon with that first treatment. Lastly, this past season, we don't have a complete data set, but looking at percent open boll, there's no difference. However, we got a gain of about 7 days where a grower in a situation like that could have initiated harvest. No difference in yield. We don't have the Micronair data yet. And so in summary, the early termination of Pima resulted in minor yield differences. There were minor differences in Micronair. However, in a couple of years, it decreased with earlier termination, but not in a way that would have caused an economic loss to growers. In some years, Pima reached four nodes above crack boll in late November, which was later than growers would have wanted to wait to start treating. One of the advantages of treating early was that at the six nodes above nodes above crack boll, our temperatures are 90 to 95 degrees. So that's the other advantage. By the time we waited for the four nodes above crack boll, we might have been in the low 80s or even below 80 degrees. And so our harvest aids aren't as effective, and we're having to use higher doses to get similar effects. So the early termination resulted in the opportunity to start harvest 7 to 14 days sooner. And so based on this research, we've been advising our growers to take a look at the grower's own experience with how many days of harvest would be needed for the first field to the last field. We're not recommending this across the board on all the fields, but we feel that it's appropriate for certain fields that growers have, especially if they have a lot of acreage to do. Keep an eye on the predicted trends in the weather. Nowadays, we have a 10 to 14 day forecast. Decide what the last harvest date is to consider an acceptable risk, then count back 21 days from there and start your defoliation programs no matter what stage you're at. And so this is a list of recommendations that we've been advising growers, and a lot of growers have adopted. And in many cases with Pima, it really takes a three-step approach. And so we may be starting as early as the 8 nodes above crack boll, and in that case, we're recommending a pretreatment of 4 to 6 ounces of GinStar or Adios. And if it's getting really late at a boll opener, and then follow up about 10 days later with GenStar Adios with your full treatment at 5 to 10 ounces in combination with Ethifon, or if you want to use Def or Folex or ET Shark or Resource, add a bowl opener with it. And lastly, in most cases, if you have a real aggressive plant that's not moving along, it's going to take a third shot, just a burn down, using either chlorate, paraquat, carfentrazone, or ET, in desiccating the remaining leaves. So with that, I'll stop and be glad to entertain any questions if we have time.
Go ahead if there are questions.
Jesse? You just came in and you didn't seem that interested. All right, thank you very much.